Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Astro Energy Astrology Show on Blog Talk Radio with me, astrologer Shelley Overton. Each week, we go over the planetary positions, discuss astrology, and take callers' questions. If you would like to call in and get a reading, you can call 347-994-3365. Call in early as the lines fill up. Hello and good morning. Welcome to the new year. This is Shelley Overton. I am an astrologer in Orlando, Florida, and you are listening to the Astro Energy Astrology Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is wonderful to be here again with you this week. We haven't finished our astrology for the different signs for the rest of the year. And so I just spent about, in the last couple of days, about 2.5 to 3 hours researching the second half of the zodiac. And again, we have kind of a limited time, so I'm going to try and go immediately into it and then maybe have a few asides and let you know other things that I've seen as I've been doing the research. But it's so much that I want to get going and make sure I get it in for you. So last Tuesday, we did Aries through Virgo. And now we're going to do Libra through Pisces, which is Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. And so I've laid this out in a table, and I'm going to go over that with you from my notes. So hopefully it will be fairly fluid and you all will get what you need. But I would advise that you get pen and paper and maybe write down some of the information because it may go fast just depending on what our time looks like today. So, okay, so Libra, this year, the stellium in Capricorn, because you are a cardinal sign, is going to once again square all of your energy. I mean, for everybody with Libra, I mean, we've got planets from the beginning to the end of Capricorn, including Jupiter and Pluto, Saturn. We're going to have the Sun there and Mercury there. And that's in the next 2 weeks, so January 12th and 13th. So that's going to be squaring your home and your sense of self and career and purpose. It kind of rolls in all the cardinal signs. It really rolls in the energy into the four corners of your chart. So you're really going to be feeling it there. In February, you're going to continue this energy with home and family. It's all going to be squaring your sun sign around the fourth of the month. And your work and dreams and marriage, are those areas of your chart will be highlighted. In March, we've got movement into romance, children, leadership. There's creativity. And on the 21st, Saturn goes into Aquarius for you. And that falls in your house of romance, creativity, and children. So that part of your chart will be highlighted. And Saturn is ownership, so it can also mean restriction in those areas, but the restriction is to help teach you about any particular subject that is associated. So for you, romance, creativity, and children. By April, the focus stays home and family, but you're finding your power at home and with family dynamics. There's a sense of freedom and autonomy and creativity that you'll have around that time. And you'll be moving more into the Aquarian energy of wanting to understand a broader sense of things and clarity around, children. You may even attract children, or honestly, there's probably a detachment on some level from children because that's the nature of Aquarius. So by May, the commitments and joint finances will be the focus, with possible legalities. And the full moon is in Scorpio in the month of May. And so that will be your house of finances, but because it's Scorpio, it's joint finances as well. And so it really comes down to the value you have contributing to the money in a partnership. And if you're not in a partnership, there can be some opportunities for making money in partners. June, refine your relationships, a desire to have a career, and your home is once again accented. By July, there's travel for growth and career applied in, it will actually come to fruition in August. So in other words, you have a ninth house connection to the travel and career, and that usually sets you up for what you're going to be bringing into your career house. Drive and ambition for a partner or marriage, if you're not married, Libra, happens in July. It's a significant month in August for career and home and transformation. September, you'll have potential for fights in marriage or partnership. There are some astrological aspects around Mars, and there's a major shift possible on the 9th with a chance to reduce some partner information and partner situations. October, Mars is retrograde in partnership and reveals cracks and stresses at home. By November, communication is best about personal needs in the marriage and partnership, so you will be going over those. And December, the ego is attached to communications and work, which means the sun, their sun or ego issues, or possibly Aries, which make it more difficult to really communicate in the workplace. And you will have some good friends time and travel and some more freedom. And Saturn goes into Aquarius in December, which is a positive aspect because it's an air sign to your Libra sun. And that's also included in rising signs as well. So moving on to Scorpio. Scorpio, this stellium is actually a positive stellium for you because your sign is in a positive aspect, which is 60 degrees away from all the Capricorn energy. It is a focus on transportation and the third house, so pets, children, neighbors, and siblings. It is about expressing yourself and your voice. So Capricorn for you is going to be trying to square up and shore up your ability to communicate your ideas and express those to the world and earn a living from it, because Capricorn rules your life purpose and your career. So moving on to February, around the 7th, there is a square. And again, last week I had all the 4th and the 7th, and I'm like, okay, is that the 4th of the month or the 4th house? So as I continued to ride on, I clarified it for myself, but now I'm a little bit struggling with this. So I think it is on the 7th, Mercury squares the Aquarian energy for you. And so it's about creativity in the arts, which is the 5th house. So you're going to feel a little bit more a drive for independence, and you're going to want a little bit of independence around how you express yourself. So March, there are new ways to earn money or a detachment from the traditional ways of earning money in March. And honestly, I wish I could go into much more greater detail. There's so much that I want to tell you over the course of the year, but that's why I have the podcast. So I will be telling you much more every week throughout this year, and then you'll be able to really understand a little more in detail what I'm telling you here. Okay, so moving on to April for Scorpio, and this is about freedom as well. As we're coming into this year, we have a lot of Capricorn planets, but over the course of the year, they transition into Aquarius, some of them, Jupiter and Saturn. So we'll be feeling that throughout the course of the year, but there are a few retrogrades and directs of, say, Mars in Aries, which are going to produce friction and assertiveness and a certain amount of tantrums for everybody. And the Aries energy and the Mars energy for Scorpio is going to be probably a little more intense, because Scorpio is ready for a battle and so is Mars. So we'll be seeing that. And for Scorpio, Mars and Aries fall into the house of work. So it can also be health and issues around health as well. So in April, it's about partnerships and balancing. Venus in Taurus is in the seventh house, and there's a drive for entrepreneurship. Come May, in the seventh house, the full moon helps dreams come true around money. There will be friction around the home and partnership due to a square, and you're looking for more autonomy in the home environment with the Aquarius energy there. So June is about communications with the commitment and education around joint finances. So there's some energy going on with Gemini in your eighth house this month. July is security returns with educational situation. So because Mercury was retrograde in the ninth house for you, Scorpio, Mercury goes direct in the ninth house, which helps get more clear and get back on track. The frustration around technology or snafus around technology actually straightens out for you in July. And there may be more aggression in the work environment. Like I said, that's where Aries falls for you, Scorpio. The full moon in Libra in the 12th house on the 3rd of the month in August brings desire for partnership into full awareness and a subconscious drive for love. By September, starts with attention to the partnership and career. And then by the middle of the month, Mercury in the 12th highlights partners which are on your mind. And then the second week is also about actively working with Mars in your house of career. Excuse me, in your house of work. So come October, Saturn goes direct early. By the end, it is much more comfortable and it's highlighting communications and your career desires. Middle of the month is good for money aspects. Marriage at the end of the month and opportunities are in your thoughts, Scorpio. So November, Mercury goes direct on the cusp of Scorpio. And so that means that you're going to feel more like you are in your deeper emotional state, but you express more intuitively. And then Mercury comes into Scorpio for the month of November, which puts us in Scorpio season. And that will mean that we'll be much more intuitive. We'll be going to the depths and really digging up some research and finding out what's going on. Libra is in the 12th house. So it'll be in the 12th house for October going into November. And then there's a clash of genders come mid-month with Venus and Mars opposite each other. And that will be in your house of, work, we said Mars is in Aries in your house of work, but also the subconscious and around how you interact with men and women, like the gender issues become a little bit more of an issue. And so work and subconscious are the focus of November. Now, December, it's about focusing on the self and your ideas until the end of the month. And then you get to travel. And that's when there's some Aquarius energy. And also it's Sagittarius season. So you're going to really feel the wonderful energy of Sagittarius by the end of the month. And that for Scorpio is always a time when finances really seem to flow better for those who are Scorpio sun or Scorpio rising. Moving into Sagittarius, the stellium in Sagittarius falls in the house of money, and that means that there is a straightening up or shoring up of your finances and much more restricted as far as how you look at them. That's just your nature because Capricorn is about security and really kind of frugality. So the Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is generally very a fiery sign and forthright and wants to stay on the go. But the energy right now being in Capricorn is much more restricted because of the nature of Capricorn and all the planets highlighting that. So there will be a sense of a challenge this year for Sagittarius in your finances, but all of it is around career as well. And so the focus is on making money, but it's about shifting what the value is for you. And that's what the second house does, is what is the value of everything I do to make money? It may seem that you've been really feeling like you're doing more for others and not enough for yourself. So it's going to be a year of kind of back and forth around trying to balance that out for you and really feel like you're focusing more on what your needs are, not as much on what's required because of other people. Okay, so moving into February, there is a square between Jupiter and Neptune, I know that's not true. I wrote it down here, but Sagittarius does square Neptune in Pisces, but all the stellium actually is cooperative, which means that finances are going to feel a little bit better, as we do have the Neptune energy right there, and then the Jupiter energy comes into positive aspect. But there are illusions around the home life, and also money from houses, and your intuition is really going to help guide you on what to do with the house and the home. Venus is in Pisces in the month of February, and so she will be starting to move you closer to thinking about doing something about a move with your home in the next month, come closer to March. March, there are new ways to earn money, and it's a detachment from the traditional ways that you would earn money. Sagittarius in April is about socializing. It goes the energy moves from socializing with home to socializing with friends around the 10th of April. And there's a new moon on the 10th of April, which will highlight a new job or awareness at work. In May, home is more sensitive. Watch for flooding and water damage potential in the home environment with all the highlighted Pisces energy for you, Sagittarius. Multiple partner options in June with a partner being chatty or active. That's the Gemini Mars energy for you. And your intuition strengthens in June. So July, Sagittarius is about friendships and cooperation and working on more income with psychology around money and what motivates you for your money. There is energy with Jupiter and Pluto in sextile, so it's actually a wonderful, warm, positive energy. It's actually Jupiter and Pluto conjunct, my bad. That means they're at the same place in the sky. And I do want to tell you, and I may have said this, but I don't remember, when you see the sun come up, that's where all the Capricorn planets are, because they're all right there in Capricorn, and the sun is in Capricorn right now. So you know right where all these planets are. Every day, Capricorn comes up on that horizon as a rising sign. Boom, there are your planets. So August for Capricorn. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, August. Did we go? I'm sorry. I just lost myself. We're in Sagittarius. My apologies. Having a creative job at workplace. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. August for Sagittarius, you have a creative job or workplace, and the workplace is highlighted with money and travel. And then September, there's a drive to find the soul tribe. You have a fight with friends potentially or at work around the 9th. Actively creative with child-centered energy, a bit depression may come in with Mercury and Scorpio around the 27th of the month. And October, it starts out with a money square. I have to interpret my own information here. Money is squared away, meaning you're shoring it up. You're getting it to be a good thing for yourself come October. Career focus is good and fruitful in the middle of the month, and work health are clear and solutions are more evident come the end of the month in October for you. We've got, this point, I've got closer to the show, so I have to really interpret what I've written here. So November 1st, Sagittarius is about ideologies at home and in your career, and it can clash for you. December is a deeper emotional side of you highlighted with the 12th house, which is Scorpio. Planets moving through there, but by the mid-month, money and love will be much better for you, Sagittarius. And at the end of the month, we have that Aquarian energy, which is in a positive aspect. Saturn moves back into Aquarius the end of December, and that means that it's in positive aspect to our Sagittarius friends, and they will feel a little bit clearer about the direction of career and having more of a sense of freedom, which is always welcome for Sagittarius. Okay, now moving into Capricorn, So, of course, it is your time right now, Capricorn, and you've been really taking the brunt of the hit from all these planets in your sign. I think it really peaks out for you. That doesn't mean you're not going to feel it throughout the year, but it peaks out on the 12th and 13th with the Sun, Mercury, Jupiter. Well, Jupiter's in the sign, but not conjunct. So Mercury, Sun, Saturn, and Pluto are all right there in your sign, and that means that it's ego, sense of self. Mercury is how you think about things, how you want a certain amount of rigidity and structure in your life. And you are really challenging to have your life the way you want it and not always given away to others, because you are very much a giver of the zodiac and you want to help people make things good, and you're a solution solver or solution seeker and a problem solver. So it's about releasing a lot of the control for you, and that's really been the theme for the last few years, but it's really coming to a peak. And if you can find your way to let go of some of the control, that's really going to boost you for the next year. And Jupiter, if you can't let go of control, Jupiter is absolutely going to give you a way of doing that. It will give you a sense of self that is really not reliant on the codependence that you may have with others. So come into February. There will be a focus on pets and communications. It'll be about beliefs, your dogma, in other words, your belief systems as you set them up and say this is immovable. You're going to have to move some of those. And it's very nonverbal for you. Come in March, evaluation of your earnings, Mercury's in Aquarius, and of the potential you have. There's a concern for money and for your stability, because Aquarius is unreliable per se. It is an energy of quantum understanding. So it's really asking us to move to the next level of how things are processed in our world. So Capricorn's one of the more stable, grounded, rooted signs, and they have a difficult time, probably out of any sign of the zodiac, really dealing with change. And so having this energy moving into Aquarius can cause you anxiety. But if you know that everything changes, and a lot, most changes, if you deal with it as the thing that's changing and not comfortable, is really to your benefit, it can help you in the future. And there's a greater, healthier picture coming for you in March of next year. You will have a square to Aries, because that's Aries season, but it means that you're also going to have a triggered home and family energy, where you're much more focused on your needs within the home and family. Come April, Venus moves into the sixth house on the 3rd. And so Venus in the sixth house means there's women issues around health, or you could have a connection to a woman at work or in the workplace, or there's a renewed sense of love and affection for being at work and what you do there. So Gemini means that there may be multiples. Let me just look real quick and clarify what that is about. Multiple jobs. That's what it is, because you have Gemini in the house of work. So you'll have multiple job opportunities come April. And I wrote it right on the next line. I just needed to keep reading. Anyway, and there'll be a lot of talk in the home environment about what's going on and how you can move forward with what it is your ambition is. So come May, Saturn is retrograde in Aquarius. So it means that there is a change in the 11th around love. And also the 12th, there is a redo and a look. Venus goes retrograde around the 12th. So there's, or on the 12th, there's a redo at work and a reevaluation. In June, you rework issues with marriage and partnership, home and mother are all part of this energy. And then the stress with money can come, but there's also some detachment lessons with that. So learning how to detach around all of the control associated with money and security. So July, this is for Capricorn again. Work is busy and there are many personal entrepreneurial opportunities for you, Capricorn. Come August, there's a focus on the family with responsibility for the self as a focal point. So again, the same theme comes in and again with you, Capricorn, is
You need to stop putting yourself last and start putting yourself first. Come September, watch out for accidents. As the beginning of the month, there are some aspects to Mercury that can definitely, I think it's Mercury squaring Saturn. And there are also good career opportunities with partnerships on the 5th through and throughout September. Finishing up old stories in September. So moving on to October, there's a feeling of being on your game with Saturn moving direct. So that's a really wonderful energy for you because it's your ruling planet. So look forward to October. You'll resolve some family, home, and relationship issues and work issues in the middle of the month. And then at the end of the month, friendships are highlighted with creativity and children coming center stage. November, there's some stress early in the month, but a new moon, let me see, I'm trying to read this. Oh, there's a new moon with some energy around your soul group. So that's going to fall in your 11th house. And it evens out by the end of the month. December, it's about home, career, oppositions between men and women mid-month, but the end is good. And Saturn goes into Aquarius, which means that your entrepreneurial endeavors and ideas are going to get more focus on the money and connection to another person at that time. And there could be multiple opportunities coming in for you to earn money at the end of 2020. Moving on to Aquarius. So the stellium of Capricorn falls in Aquarius's 12th house. So it is about the subliminal need for structure and stability that you have. I have said this many times. I have an Aquarius rising sun. And, you know, I think definitely growing up needing to know that everybody was there in the family and they supported him was paramount. And that is a strong Aquarius energy. So it's been highlighted, obviously, for at least 3 years. And we are really coming in, like I said, to the apex on the 12th and 13th, where it's about a need to build a sense of self and a deeper connection of bringing the intuition into the physical material world. Moving into February, subconscious beliefs and dogma, again, are still highlighted. But money from film and stories are a possibility for you as planetary energy is in your second house of money. Mercury moves into Pisces and joins up in April with the connection there. So we'll get to that in a minute. Thoughts in March, thoughts are popping with a need for a place to put out energy. So like in other words, you're really going to be very hyper aware with the Mercury energy and Aquarian energy, which is Uranian, because we have Saturn moves into Aquarius in March. So that's really going to, well, it'll be doubly interesting. So Saturn will highlight Aquarius, meaning it now has to understand the realm of Aquarius, but Aquarians will feel more of a groundedness around technology and the ability to do something with that. And so like getting on your computer more is grounding for Aquarian people. So around the 20th, well, you probably heard that. That's my British lady telling me I have 90 seconds to the end of the podcast, but I still have Pisces and the rest of Aquarius, so I'm going to go on. You can hear your particular sign in archives, which is in on Blog Talk Radio or on Apple iTunes, so please check those out. Just type in Astro Energy on Apple iTunes and the podcast app, and you can find me there, and it will be there in archive. If you're listening live, you may... Sorry, that's right in my ears. I had to pull the phone away for a second. You probably heard that as well. Anyway, we'll still keep going. It records, so don't worry. We'll get all of the Aquarius and all of the Pisces in before the end of the podcast. So thoughts are popping in March for Aquarius as Saturn goes into Aquarius, but it means that you're going to want to add structure to all those ideas. So it's a really great time for inventions, Aquarius, and you are the sign of inventions. Come April, the ego clashes with home energy, so mothers or family members. You're going to feel like you're at odds with them. Now, around the 10th, you're going to feel more need for action, and their words equal action as Mercury and Mars conjunct. So Oh my goodness, she's very loud. So anyway, May of 2020, you will have fun with friends and there's money from creative sources, which is a great thing. Come June, there's self-driven career dreams at odds with security in the workplace, and you'll do a reevaluation, which means a retrograde planet transits into probably Mercury or Venus. I'm not sure looking at this, but I'm looking at my charts, but I've got that one buried. So July for Aquarius, getting real with old dogma. So you've got to face your belief systems around what you think of things and how, like really kind of a psychology. It's a new you. There's a review where you've been recently. Come August, strong desire to work at home, assertive in money and words and how you speak about what you want and what your needs are. And then new travels around the 3rd of August, which is really awesome. Traveling is always fun. Romance around the 5th of September. And there is, let me see. Okay, that's the one above. Focus on your partnerships. Communication and writing is key. So definitely write things down or, keep a journal. Aquarius, you're more assertive in October with a strong feeling for something new at the early part of the month. And Mars definitely triggers more assertive qualities with positive Venus connecting around money. And then self-satisfaction at home and around money at the end of the month. November, you're going to be asking, are you valued in your career? And that is probably a question based on Saturn's retrograde and going to really want to feel like what you're doing is valuable, and then that's going to take off this coming 2 years. Ready to commit to your career. And finally, in December, Jupiter is in your sign, the middle of the month, and shifts transform your identity for the good in the workplace. And also at the end of the month, Saturn finally gets back into Aquarius, because remember, and I didn't say this, but Saturn goes back into Capricorn for part of the year to really shore up your attitudes around having the security of a career with corporate America, if that's what you're doing. Now, last but not least, by any stretch, is Pisces. Pisces also should have a good year because Pisces is a positive 60 degrees away from the stellium in Capricorn. This is a time when you are working to make your dreams come true. Capricorn falls in your house of networking and people who will support your career. And it's also new ideas and, your soul group who are the people that you're looking to really connect to, which continues on through the month of February. And then there's a self-owning intuition. In other words, you have to own yourself and use your intuition to support your ideas and where you're going and what you're doing. I hope that really resonates to you. Come March, the ideas are fast, the awareness and clear cognizance strengthens as Saturn moves into Aquarius in your 12th house, and there's nothing put over on you. You know, it's really like you see through everything. And I will tell you, I personally had something happen to me this week. I was driving with my daughter, and there was a cop car on the other side. And at the very same moment, we both said, "Hi, Mr. Cop." It was like very strange that we both had the exact same phrase. And I know my daughter says, "Well, I say that all the time." Like, I didn't realize that. And it just came to my head and it came out at the exact same moment. That kind of thing is going to be happening to you in the course of this next year. Come April for Pisces, Venus is in Gemini on the 3rd of the month in the 4th house. So Venus in Gemini means there's multiple opportunities for communication, workshops, work groups, things like that, writing, opportunities around writing if you would like to write and create stories, which Pisces is really good at. It can also mean two homes or two moms and, you know, like multiples, right in the 3rd, moving into the house of home and family. And you will be chatty at home as Venus moves into Gemini in your house of home and family. May, drive for creativity and self-love. Ideas are waiting in writing and music. So if you're a musician, now's the time to write those songs. June is stronger for intuition that begs for action. Find your voice, write, sing, and journal. into July. July is a pretty big month. I haven't mentioned it much, but definitely around the 4th of July, we're going to have some really strong energy come in. Let's see if I can pop up that chart real quick. June. I think it's stuck to June. There we go. So, yeah, for July, we're going to have Saturn retrogrades in Capricorn on the 1st. There's a lunar eclipse in Capricorn on the 4th, which is the 4th of July. And a lunar eclipse in Capricorn means that there's going to be some strong energy around authority figures come July. Money from sales, ambitious, letting go of the silent treatment. After the 12th, when Mercury goes direct in Cancer, we will come back into a sense that we can express our emotions again. Pisces in August is money, career, stronger sense of self. There's action to express self around the self. You'll want to cocoon after the 7th. That's when there's some energy around water signs and feeling the need to just pull back. September is about relating to women at home early in the month, about children and creativity on the 6th, ambitious and making money focused on a shift in love. And let me see, I wrote a little bit more. Okay, so around the 9th and the 12th, Mars is going to be retrograde and followed 3 days later by Jupiter going direct. So just be cautious. This is for everybody. It can be a violent energy coming in, and it's a violent transformation. So it's using fire, or it's using action and aggression to create a storyline that wakes us up to the transformation we need to make. October for Pisces, career path of is at completion. There's a sense that your career path is completing. By mid-month, it's strongly intuitive and a sense of self is implored. Positive events happen at the end of the month with your soul group. Money and love are, and there is a sense of completion. Also in October, there is a Mercury joined the sun in Scorpio and a full moon, blue moon in Taurus. Both signs, Scorpio and Taurus, are about value and what we value. So this is going to be a really strong day about our values on Halloween. So it's going to be interesting. For Pisces, November is strong with good feelings. You feel stronger and money and you'll feel more around money and love, taking action with Mars in that house. Education is strong at the end of the month as a highlighted topic. December, Jupiter is, actually, Jupiter is also a co-ruler of Pisces. So it's going to be in Aquarius, which is your 12th house. So you'll feel a little bit happier towards the beginning. Actually, that was for the end of Aquarius in December. But it will also affect you in your subconscious for the end of the month, at the end of the year. Career goals are highlighted. People are highlighted. And the end of the year is good with friends for you and love. You'll feel a lot more like you're able to be yourself and, well, at least able to find people who are embracing of an alternate idea of how the world works. And that will be the end of next year, or excuse me, the end of this year. We're in 2020 now. And come 2021, much more Aquarian energy. It's going to be clearer, but definitely tech is going to be really popping in the next couple of years. So that is the zodiac for 2020. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for having patience with me as I get this huge quantity of information out. And again, if you would like a reading, a personal reading, I have so much information I can give you through your personal chart. And I do that at angeliczodiac.com. I have to get to my button to work, but there is an option. The schedule a reading button is not going through according to a client. So go to the readings tab and scroll down. You can get it by clicking the readings tab, and you can also drop down the readings tab and go to schedule a reading under there. And then you can get me. And you can also get me on Facebook at Angelic Zodiac. You can get me on Instagram at Angelic Zodiac 1 or Artful Shelley. So have a wonderful year. I'll probably be back here on Tuesday with a regular show. And anyway, thanks again for listening. Take care.
Hi, this is Shelley. Thank you for joining us this week. To contact me for a private reading, go to angeliczodiac.com under the Readings tab. Background music was provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, with additional music by Tracy Coryell at tracyland.com, TRACEYLAND.com. Music provided on show-by-show basis will be credited within the body of the show. For more info on my art, go to shelleyoverton.com. That's shelleyoverton.com. Merch and other astrological art can be found at astroart.net. To purchase my ebook, Learn Astrology, you can find it at angeliczodiac.com, including discounts. Be sure to check back next week and subscribe through iTunes at Astro Energy Astrology Show.